Des Cahill joins us with Sport. Morning, Des.
Good morning to you, Rachel. Well, I don't have great news, I'm afraid, from last night's soccer. We had four teams in European action and no great joy, really. Most of all, the women's under 19 team, the Irish team, out of the European Championships, losing their semi final to the Netherlands 4-0 in Oslo, and the Dutch will now face Spain in the final. Ireland have already beaten Spain, but it's been a fantastic campaign and a top four finish in Europe, a great achievement for the Irish girls. We'll be hearing from their manager later on. In the Europa League, Derry City, Dundalk and Sligo Rovers all bowed out, although Dundalk had a famous 2-1 victory away to Hajduk Split. Goals from Pat Hoban and Curtis Byrne gave Dundalk a 2-1 win in Croatia, but they were eliminated 3-2 in aggregate because of the home defeat. Derry lost 5-1 away to Shakhtar Soligorsk in Belarus. Michael Duffy scored an early goal for the Candy Stripes, but they go out 6-1 on aggregate. And for Sligo, there was absolute heartbreak because when Danny North scored first at the Showgrounds, they led Rosenborg 3-1 on aggregate. But the Norwegians came back to score three goals and win 4-3 on aggregate. Here's the Sligo manager, John Coleman.
We had to keep them out. We had to keep them down to one. And unfortunately, we weren't capable of doing that tonight. But I personally think that the key to the game was conceding the goal when we did. Because I think if we go in at half-time 1-0, I think there's only going to be one winner. Because the space is going to be there for us to counter on them. And unfortunately, we give them a shot in the arm. We give them a shot of adrenaline. And that they give them the due, they took it with both hands. And, you know, good luck to them. And I hope they progress onto the group stages.
Well, as a result of the European games, there are just two matches tonight in the Premier Division. Cork City can go top clear by 3 points if they win at Bohemians, and Shamrock Rovers, they host Drogheda. In cycling, Vincenzo Nibali claimed his fourth stage success of this year's Tour de France and all but seals the overall victory. He stretched his lead to 7 minutes and 10 seconds with just 3 stages to go. On to Gaelic games, and ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland Hurling quarterfinals, both Limerick and Tipperary have named unchanged teams. We'll be looking ahead to the hurling later in the programme, but let's get a verdict on tomorrow's football now with Kevin McStay. Morning to you, Kevin.
Morning, Des.
Well, first game in the doubleheader in Tullamore is Cork against Sligo, and Cork are red-hot favourites despite poor form recently.
Yeah, surely are odds on to win this. Sligo out at 7-1 with the bookies last night. They're the big outsiders. And if you look at the selections, Cork's selection reflects just what you said. Six changes, significant changes after the embarrassing defeat against Kerry. And Brian Cuthbert and some of the players suggesting they're playing for the reputation. I think they are, actually. I mean, it really was that poor against Tip. Sligo have gone off the same line-out that beat Limerick. I'm a little bit surprised about that, Des, because Stephen Cohen has been making very good contributions as a sub. David Kelly, once again, has an injury problem. He's been having that every time we preview a Sligo match this season. I think when you pair it all back, you know, Sligo are a mid-division three team, Cork, top four team for the last 5 or 6 years. And remember, they won the 2010 All-Ireland from the qualifiers, Des, so don't forget that either. If Cork perform, and they haven't performed against Tip, they haven't performed against Kerry, but if they do perform, they'll win it by a handful of points. If they don't, they're in for a tough afternoon.
All right. And then Galway versus Tipperary, which is an intriguing game.
Well, it is, and the bookies can't separate them, and I don't think many of the pundits or punters can either. It's a massive game for both counties. I can't underline that enough. Like, if Tip were to get to a quarter-final place, Des, that would really, really frank the underage success and all their planning over the last few years. I was down at the Connacht final. I saw enough in Galway to say they have certainly potential, although they were very poor in the full back line and midfield, and that's the Tip are particularly strong. They scored 217 Tipperary have, and then 317 in their last two matches, so that's why they haven't changed their selection. Galway have absolutely turned around their selection, and the big news is they're putting in a new goalkeeper for his championship debut, so that's a big call. If Galway improve, if they were to show the potential that I believe they have, they might just win it. If they don't, Tipperary are going to win this. So that's why it's such an intriguing game, and I'll just by a slip give it to Galway.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much for joining us this morning. In golf, it's day two of the Russian Open underway. David Horsey leads on 7-under. Damien McGrain and Kevin Phelan are 3-under par. And Graham McDowell, 4 shots off the lead in the Canadian Open. He shot a 2-under par round of 68, including an eagle 2 on a par 4, a shot from 213 yards. Going into day two of the British Seniors Open in Wales, the leader is Bernhard Langer on 6-under. Philip Walton, Des Smith, best of the Irish on 1-over. Northern Ireland won its first medal at the Commonwealth Games in in Glasgow when Lisa Carney from Belfast took bronze in judo. In racing, Jack Naylor was a surprise winner of the Group 3 Silver Flash Stakes at Leopardstown for Jessica Harrington and Fran Berry. Aidan and Joseph O'Brien teamed up to land the other Group 3 race, the Tyra Stakes, with the favourite Gleneagles. And we have two race meetings this evening at Wexford and Down Royal.
Jez, thank you.